Let's just unite our hearts together, please, in a word of opening prayer. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we come into thy holy presence this morning, very conscious, Lord, of just how much we need thee again. We cry unto thee, O Lord, this morning, that you'll come, be one of our number. Heavenly Father, we pray that we might know what it is to truly worship thee in spirit and in truth this morning. So come upon us, we pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us in a most remarkable way. And Lord, we pray that we might know the presence of the Lord being with us here and answer prayer. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to commence our service this morning with singing the words of 475 in our own hymn book, if you have a copy with you. I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see, yet one stands near to be my guide. He'll show the way to me. We'll keep our seats as we sing this opening hymn together, please. Let's unite our hearts together, please, in another word of prayer. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we are thankful this morning that as we come into thy presence, Lord, we come in to the presence of the Lord who is the God of all, the Lord over all, the one who has planned our every step. And Heavenly Father, Lord, as we gather on this first Lord's Day of another new year, we come, O God, to thank thee and to praise thee for all your mercies and for all your goodness that has been extended to us in the year that is now gone. We thank the Lord for watching over us. We thank the Lord for your guiding, keeping hand that has been upon us. We thank the Lord for the protection of God that we have known. And Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the many answers to prayer that we have seen. But Heavenly Father, as we step out into this new year, Lord, we look to thee for even greater blessings in the year that lies ahead. Heavenly Father, we thank thee, Lord, that while we live in such a changing world, We thank Thee, Lord, that as we start out into 2021, we praise Thee, O God, that the God of 2020 is the same God of this new year. Lord, we thank Thee today that You say, I am the Lord, I change not. And Heavenly Father, we praise Thee that our faith, our trust, our dependence today is in the unchanging and the unchangeable God. And so our hearts, Lord, are lifted to Thee today. Lord, we look not to ourselves. Lord, we look not to those things that we see around us. But Lord, help us to see Thee afresh today. Lord, help us to have that fresh revelation of the Lord. O God, we cry unto Thee, Lord, that this will be a year of rich blessing. Lord, that this will be a year when the tide of iniquity, Lord, will turn. And Lord, that we'll see, Lord, that standard raised for truth and for righteousness in our land. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge, Lord, that we and this people have sinned. Lord, we and this nation have sinned. Lord, we have fallen short. Lord, we have, Lord, done our own thing. We've gone our own way. Lord, we've looked to ourselves. And Heavenly Father, we cry unto Thee this day. Lord, forgive us, O God, we pray. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, we ask. And Lord, come and do that new thing. Lord, we pray that You'll give us waters of blessing to swim in. Lord, we pray that we might see, Lord, such an outpouring of the Spirit of the living God. Lord, that we'll stand back in amazement and have to say, this is of the Lord. We pray, Lord, for each head gathered and bowed in Thy presence. Lord, for each one gathered in Thy presence today. We thank Thee, Lord, for Your goodness to us. Lord, we thank Thee for watching over us. We thank Thee, Lord, for being near to us. And Heavenly Father, we pray that even as we gather publicly this Lord's Day, Lord, that Your presence would be felt in a very real way. Speak to all of our hearts. Lord, minister to all of our needs. Lord, there's a multitude of needs, Lord, represented here. And Lord, we look to Thee today. Come upon us. And Heavenly Father, move amongst us, we pray. Lord, we would remember those who cannot gather with us today. Remember those who are unwell. We pray, Lord, for those in hospital today. Remember, Lord, those who are at home, Lord, not able to get out. We pray, Lord, You'll minister to them. But Lord, we would not be unmindful today of those who are cold and careless about the things of God. Lord, those who once walked well with Thee, and yet, O God, today they're far off. They're away from Thee. O Heavenly Father, we pray that even this Lord's Day, that You'll bring the prodigal back to the Father's house. We pray, Lord, You'd be pleased to just be near to us and watch over us. And Lord, we pray that we might see the hand of God at work. We pray, Lord, for those in our family circles who as yet know Thee not as Savior. We pray, Lord, that even this day, that You will unite family circles in Christ and answer prayer. O God, we ask. Our Father, we pray that You'll remember those who mourn today. And Lord, we think especially of Eric and Joanne at this time. Draw very near to them. May they know the comfort of Almighty God. May they know the grace of God sustaining them in the days that lie ahead. And draw alongside to them, O God, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that we all might know the hand of the Lord upon us. And Lord, we might know that the Lord is ever near to us, we pray. Lord, watch over us, we pray today. Give us a blessed day. Give us a good day in the house of God. And Lord, for every gathering such as this across our land and across our nation, we pray, Lord, that even in the midst of all this pandemic that's going on around us, Lord, we pray, be pleased to come. Open the windows of heaven, we pray. And Heavenly Father, pour upon us that blessing that we so desperately need. Heavenly Father, we pray for our land and for our nation at this time. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that many, rather than turning to man, Lord, that many will turn to Thee. Many will look to Thee. Lord, many will take their faith, Lord, not and put it not in man, put it not in the devices of man. But Lord, we pray that many will put their faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. So hear and answer prayer. Be with us, tarry on with us, and Lord, may we know Thy blessing. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I ask you please to turn with me in the Word of God this morning to the book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter and the chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5. And we will take time to read the entire chapter together. This chapter contains the verse that we want to use as our motto text for 2021. But we'll read the entire chapter together just now. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse number 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we would add our own amen to the words of that chapter that we have read together. Let me at this stage welcome you all along to our morning worship service. We're glad to see you this morning in God's house. We appreciate your faithfulness and your dedication in coming to the house of God this morning. As a congregation, we want to express our sympathies this morning to Eric and to Joanne Liggins on the death of Eric's father. We want them to know our prayers are with them, and our sympathies are toward them at this time. Please do remember them very much in your prayers as well. Also, we would express sympathy to our brother Alan Bannister, had an aunt passed away just yesterday, and we pray the Lord will bless you and comfort you and your family as well, Alan, at this time of loss. To those who are watching online as well, we give you a welcome today to our services. And can I take this opportunity again to wish you all a very happy and a very blessed New Year. We have our service this evening again at 6:30. And we encourage many of God's people again, others to gather with us for our gospel service this evening at 6:30. We're going to look tonight at the subject of the right start in 2021. And I trust you'll be able to join with us this evening for that gospel service. Our brother Jonathan Logan will also be here to sing. Then on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, we have our Bible study and prayer meeting here in the church at 8 p.m. And again, I trust you'll be able to join with us. Next Lord's Day, the Sunday school and the Bible class recommences both here and in Hollywood. 10:15 next Sunday morning for the Sunday school and Bible class here, and 2:30 for the Sunday school over in Hollywood. We have the two main services as normal, 11:30 and 6:30 next Sunday. Next Sunday morning, our brother the Reverend Thomas Laverty will be here to preach, and I'll be here in the evening time to preach. Next Sunday morning, I'll be in Donaghadee to preach. I have been appointed as the interim moderator there in the congregation. They are vacant at the moment, and I've been tasked to look after them in this vacancy, and so I'll be there next Sunday morning to speak, but I'll be back again next Sunday evening. I'd appreciate your prayers for us and for the congregation there in Donaghadee as we look to the Lord for the future and for his will to be made known. Next Sunday evening at 6:30 will be our family and friends night service. Now, this is the first one, obviously, of this year, but the first one for quite a few months as well.
with all that was going on during the months of lockdown and getting back to church. We haven't had the family services, but we're hoping to have the first one next Sunday at 6:30. This is an opportunity, as we have said in the past, for you to invite others along to the house of the Lord. And we're looking forward to our family and friends night service next Sunday evening at 6:30. Our brother Stephen Wright will be along to testify, and I know you'll be blessed as you listen to hear what the Lord has done in Stephen's life. So come along and bring others with you. Also ask you for your prayers for the ministers and the students. This week would have been our week of prayer. Normally we would have been away and gathering ourselves together, but of course that's not possible this year. But there is still a week of prayer continuing, and it is on Zoom, as everything seems to be on Zoom at the minute. And so that week of prayer will be as planned this incoming week with the ministers and the students. Pray for the Lord's blessing and the Lord's help. The week after, not this incoming week, but the following week, we are having our own seasons of prayer, and we are having a few seasons of prayer. We're not having the full week of prayer that we normally would have, but we're having three nights of prayer, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tuesday and Friday will be on Zoom as well, and so we're meeting together on Zoom. I will send out the invitation, as I did for all those nights in that we had last year, in the normal way. If you're not signed up to Zoom, then I encourage you to do that. If you need any help, please speak to, I was going to say speak to me, don't really speak to me, but maybe speak to some of the media team and they'll be able to help you. But if we can help you in any way getting signed up to that, then we would encourage you to do that. We will meet as normal on the Thursday night here in church, as normal at 8 o'clock. So remember those seasons of prayer, not this week, but the following week, and they will be on Tuesday night on Zoom, Thursday night here in the church, and Friday night as well on Zoom as well at 8 o'clock. Can I also say that if you would like to be added to our church WhatsApp group and you're not currently on it, then please do let me have your number, and we'd certainly add you to the WhatsApp group. And that gives you all the information concerning the services, and also as a way of sending out all the morning devotions and meditations, which I know are a blessing to all. Do continue to remember those who are in hospital. Do remember Sister Mary McLaughlin, who remains in hospital. Also, our brother Jim Anderson, that's Mary's husband. Jim was taken into hospital this week, hoping to get out possibly today. And do remember Jim in your prayers, please. Also, continue to remember Jeannie's brother Martin as well, as he continues to receive his treatment, and pray for him. We'd also ask you to remember that there are no offerings being lifted during the services at this time, but you can place your tithes and offerings in the boxes that are available. We make all of these announcements, as always, subject to the will of the Lord. Can I ask you please to turn back with me then to the Word of God and to the book of 1 Peter and to the chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to take as our motto text for this year the words of verse number 7. A very, very familiar verse. 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Can I ask you please to stand with me for a short word of prayer, just to change your position. Stand with me if you can, before we come to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we'd still ourselves in thy presence just now. Lord, we come to thee to acknowledge that thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. Lord, we come to ask for thy help. We come, Lord, to plead for thy presence. Lord, we come, O God, today and realize how helpless, Lord, how hopeless we are. Particularly, Lord, as we come to handle the Word of God, we acknowledge, Lord, this is thy Word. And so, Lord, to handle it aright, we need thy help. Vain will be the help of man. Lord, instruct us, teach us, guide us, O God, we pray. And comfort us, O God, encourage each one as we would look into the Word of God. Lord, answer prayer for us. Lord, speak to each one gathered in the house of God this morning. Lord, speak to all who are watching online as well. Lord, may this word truly be a word in season to all of our hearts. So answer prayer and be with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated and thank you. This time last year, I took as our motto text the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and the verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee. What a text for what a year 2020 was. We all proved the sufficiency of God's grace in the year 2020. Through a year of great change and upheaval, we knew God's grace being enough. Let me quote to you what I said this time last year. Not knowing, of course, what was to happen. None of us knew what was going to unfold in 2020. But I introduced the words of our motto text this time last year with these words. As we start out into 2020, the Lord for some weeks has burdened my heart with the words of 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, that they would be the words for our motto text for us as a congregation as we start out in this new year. If I am honest, I have to say that this somewhat unsettled me and alarmed me, because I wondered, was God, by giving us this verse, preparing us for something that was going to be very hard and difficult in 2020. But then the Lord rebuked me and reminded me that no matter what 2020 may hold, His grace was always going to be sufficient. And how it reminds us that the Lord is always a way on ahead of us. None of us knew this time last year what 2020 was going to be like. And how we all needed those words of that motto text, my grace will be sufficient for thee. And as I looked then to the Lord for a motto text for this year, I was taken again and again to the words of another familiar verse of Scripture. The words of 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 7. These words form the closing part of this first letter of Peter. And you'll find as Peter brings this letter, this first letter to a close, he's giving a number of exhortations to his readers. It's almost as if Peter is trying to squeeze in as much as he can into these final few sentences. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 5, he says, we are to submit ourselves. In verse number 6, he says, we are to humble ourselves. In verse number 7, he says, we are to help ourselves by casting our burdens upon the Lord. And then in verse number 9, he says, we are to watch ourselves. We are to be sober, to be vigilant. In many ways, these instructions show to us the heart of Peter. He had a concern for the people that he ministered to. However, I think the instruction given in verse number 7 is especially pertinent. Because of the people to whom he was writing. Peter wrote this letter, these two epistles, to a group of people who were under great persecution. They were under great trial for their faith. They were under great pressure. And he says to them, cast all your care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. Now, at first glance, this verse seems so simple. It seems so sublime. It was the answer these people needed to whom Peter wrote to, and it is, I believe, the answer that we need as well. It's a verse that we see on many cards. It's a verse that is often quoted in prayer. It's a verse that is so familiar. But I wonder how much of a verse is it that we really put into practice in our lives? How often do we really cast all of our care upon the Lord? How many of those cares do we shoulder and carry ourselves? How many times when perhaps through a time of difficulty and sorrow you've received a card or perhaps a text with those words of 1 Peter 5 and 7 on it? But how often have we actually cast all of our care upon the Lord? How many of those burdens do we shoulder and carry on our own backs? As we look at this motto text and as we face into another new year, I know that everybody hopes and prays that 2021 will be very different than 2020. And while I pray, it certainly will be the case. Yet I'm also aware that 2021 will not be without its cares or burdens either. Therefore, what I want us to do is to look at this verse and to see exactly what is being said here. Because the more we see, and the more we understand the pure simplicity of this verse, the more we will be able to benefit from it. I want you to see, first of all, with me here, that this verse speaks about, first of all, sore realities. Verse 7 talks about sore realities. Sore realities that there are in the life of every Christian. They're summed up there in one word, care. Care. Now you'll see in verse number 7 that care in its other form is used twice in this one verse. But they mean very different things. Because the care that Peter speaks of in the first part of verse number 7 means something that is negative, something that is painful. And that brings us, first of all, to think about the difficulty of these cares. Look at verse number 7, casting all your care. He's not talking there about things that are pleasant. But rather that word care there actually means anxieties. The word carries the idea of those matters in our lives that are very difficult and very hard. Those issues that press upon us, those matters that would overcome us and overwhelm us. Peter in chapter 4 and the verse 12 speaks about some of those cares when he refers to the fiery trial. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4 and the verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial. It's one of these cares. It's one of those things that are difficult, one of those things that are hard. The same word is used over in Matthew chapter 13 and the verse 22. And the Lord is speaking there about the parable of the sower, and he talks about those who hear the word. And yet that word can often be choked by what is termed the cares of this world. So in other words, when we hear the word of God, those cares, those burdens, those anxieties can often drown out the word of God. Those difficulties that we have to endure often are louder and greater in sound and volume than the Word of God. Paul uses the same word when he talks about the care of the churches. The burden is placed upon him as he tends to the flock of God. Those difficulties that he had to endure, those things that cause him anxiety and worry. So Peter here is bringing before us a sore reality that we all have cares. Now I know we are commanded not to fear. I know we're commanded not to worry. I know all that. But I'm also glad today to know that the Lord knows our weaknesses. And the Lord knows our frame, and the Lord knows our frailty. He knows our nature, that there are things that cause us to care. And Peter here, when he speaks about the care in verse 7, he's not scolding the people. He's not slapping them on the back and saying, you should cheer up. You should put on a good face. He's not rebuking the people here. He's rather acknowledging that no matter how strong we might be in our Christian life and in our walk with God, there will still be cares and worries that overcome us at times. Dear child of God today, don't beat yourself up and think because I've got cares and worries, I'm not living well for the Lord. Just because you have concerns and anxieties doesn't mean you're not walking in fellowship with the Lord. There's the difficulty of these cares. But I want you to see as well as we consider these sore realities, not only the difficulty of them, but also the diversity of them. Look again at verse 7. And I want you to, when you read the Scriptures, think of every word. Every single word is there for a reason, even the very smallest of words. And I want you to see the smallest of words here. Casting all your care. We can so easily glance over that little word, all. What's he saying? He's saying every care you have, every anxiety, every worry, all your care. He's talking about the totality of them, but he's also talking about the type of them. Every type of care. You see, there will be things that will concern you. Things that will cause you to be anxious that possibly would not concern somebody else. See, what burdens you may not burden me, and what burdens me may not burden you. Something that may be of a concern to you, somebody else may pass off as not being all that important. But it's important to you. And so Peter here is talking not simply about the totality of the cares, but the types of all those cares, the diversity of them. And I dare to say that in this congregation right now, there is a plethora of cares. There's a multitude of cares right now in your heart and in your life. Maybe there are financial cares. Cares for the material well-being and existence of your life and your family. Perhaps cares about your job, cares about your business. About how in 2021 are we going to get through this? How are the bills going to be paid? 2020 has seen a big hit to many homes and the finances of many people. Those are legitimate concerns. Maybe there are family cares. Every one of us have those. As parents, we have concerns for our children. We want them to grow up in the things of God. But sadly, so many wander from God. And so many prodigals brought up in the church. And yet today they're far from God. And hearts that are broken. Hearts that are heavy. Because of wayward family members. That's a real care. Maybe there are personal cares. Cares about your health. Cares about your spiritual health.
There are so many cares that we could name. But the point I want you to see is that there is a diversity of cares. But no matter how diverse and no matter how different they may be, the Lord has an interest in them all. All your care, whatever it is that troubles you, whatever it is that's concerning you as you start out in 2021, whatever it is, the Lord is saying, cast all your care upon the Lord. You know, sometimes I fear that we think that the Lord wouldn't really be interested in our cares. We think that what we worry about is perhaps insignificant. And if somebody knew what I was worried about, they might laugh at me. And we pass them off as being insignificant. And we think the Lord isn't interested in them. The Lord is interested in them. And the Lord knows your concerns, your anxieties, and your worries. As you set out in 2021, the Lord knows what concerns your heart. No matter how small they may seem, no matter how insignificant they might seem to you, He wants you to realize that He has an interest in them all. Your sore realities. There are the difficulty of these realities, these cares, there's the diversity of them. But I want you to see not only the sore realities that this verse speaks about. I want you to see, secondly, now the scriptural remedy. The scriptural remedy. So we have established that we all have cares. We all have different types of cares. What do we do? What's the answer? Well, the answer back in the scriptures is found in verse 7, casting all your care upon Him. Now for a moment I want you to get here the picture that the Lord is seeking to bring out. When He says here, casting all your care upon Him, what is He saying? We know this verse. You can repeat it time and time again, but what actually is He saying? Well, let me take those concerns of yours, those concerns about your job, about your family, about your home, about your relationships, whatever it is, whatever those cares are that you have to carry, they are being carried. You're carrying cares today, burdens today. They have to be carried by someone. But what's the Lord saying? He says, I want to carry them for you. And so He says, give those cares to Me. Cast them upon Me. You see, the love and the interest that the Lord has toward His people, He knows that there will be concerns. He knows that there will be cares that we'll have to carry. But He says, I don't want you to carry them. I want to carry them for you. Today, you've come to this first Lord's Day of 2021. And you're carrying cares upon your shoulder, and you're weighed down with the cares of your family and your home, your income, your business, your job, whatever. And the Lord says, give them to Me. Let me show you exactly what He means here. I want you to turn back to the Gospel of Luke. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19.
And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, we have the account and the scene of the entry of the Lord into Jerusalem. And the disciples have gone to the owner of this colt upon which the Lord was going to ride in into Jerusalem. And they've gone to the owner. In verse 33, they said, "And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, Why loose ye the colt?" Verse 34, "And they said, The Lord hath need of him." In verse 35, "And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon." They cast their garments, those garments that they were carrying, those things that they were wearing. What did they do? They placed them on the Lord. And that is the thought in 1 Peter chapter 5 and the verse 7. Those things that we carry, those burdens especially, and they're wearing us down, and they're weighing us down, we are to cast them onto the Lord. We're to take them off our shoulders and give them to Him. That's the scriptural remedy. Taking those cares off our shoulders, placing them upon the Lord. How do we do that? Well, let me suggest to you that we do that, first of all, prayerfully. Prayerfully. Take every care. That care that seems so insignificant to you, take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Those issues that concern you, those matters that worry you, no matter how small it may seem, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's the best way that we can cast our cares upon Him, is to bring them to the Lord in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. So we cast them prayerfully. But we're also to cast them persistently. Look again at verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. Look what it says, casting. It's something that we constantly do. You just don't do it for a while and then stop doing it. You're to cast them persistently. Maybe you've given up on some issue. Maybe you've given up on someone. You've been praying, you've been bringing it to the Lord, but you've given up. And the Lord reminds us today we need to be persistent. Don't give up in praying for that care, that worry. Don't give up in praying for that family member who has broken your heart, that loved one who is far from the Lord and not saved. Keep praying for them. Keep casting them before the Lord. We are to pray. We are to be persistent. But we're also to be patient. One of the most difficult things in life, I believe, is to be patient. We want everything here and now. The Lord says, you keep casting that care upon me. Let me deal with it in my time. Because you see, that's where real faith is. Yes, we must cast it upon the Lord. Yes, we must bring it to the Lord in prayer. But real faith, real persistence in prayer, real trust in the Lord, it's just giving it over and over and over again and again to the Lord and letting Him deal with it in His time and according to His will. And as we cast those cares upon the Lord, always realize the Lord doesn't work according to our time frame. The Lord doesn't work according to our plan. Those cares that we think should be dealt with in this way, the Lord might have an entirely different way. We pray according to His will. Not my will, but thine be done. That's how the Lord Himself prayed. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the care of the cross, and the care of the crucifixion, and the care of bearing our sin was weighing upon Him. What did He say? He cried to His Heavenly Father, and He said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done." He left it with His Father. He gave it to His Father. And folks, that's what we are to do. You bring your care to the Lord and say, "Not my will, but thine be done." This verse speaks about sore realities. This verse speaks about a scriptural remedy. But finally, as we close, I want you to see that this verse speaks about a sympathizing Redeemer. A sympathizing Redeemer. Why? Why do we cast our cares upon the Lord? And I believe this is the real gem in this wee verse. Why? For He careth for you. Remember I said that care is used twice in this verse. The first care we've already looked at means anxieties or worries, things that would concern us. They're all negative. This care is entirely different. This is a loving, tender care. This is the care of a sympathizing Savior. And Peter had to remind those to whom he wrote that there is a Savior in spite of all the difficulties that you're facing right now. There's a Savior who loves you, and there's a Savior who's interested in you. Can I just, for a moment, remind you that when God became man in the incarnation, of course we've been thinking about that over recent weeks, He came to be our sin bearer. Yes, we know that. But one of the great reasons as to why God became man in the person of Jesus Christ was also to suffer in our humanity, to share in our sufferings. That's an amazing thought. That the God of heaven, the God of perfection, would humble Himself, come into this world, take our humanity, become like we are, in order to share in the sufferings that we have. The Lord knew what it was to be pained. The Lord knew what it was to be hungry. The Lord knew what it was to be tired. The great Creator God knew all the sufferings of all humanity. Why? That He would enter into our sufferings and share in them as well. He careth for you. Dear believer, this morning, as we set out in 2021, remember, the Lord cares for you. You personally, you individually. He has an interest in you. Come back to the words of our motto text, verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, at first glance, it might seem that verses 7 and 8 are totally different verses. They're not. There's a very clear connection and link between them. The Lord cares for you. But then, in the very next breath,
Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Lord will, or the devil will come to you in your time of trial and care and upset and say, the Lord doesn't care about you now. The Satan will come to you in the depths of despair when you're burdened down with care, and he'll tell you the Lord doesn't care about you anymore. The Lord's not interested in you anymore. That's one of the lies of the devil. And that's why there is a very close connection between verse 7 and verse 8. The Lord cares for you when you're in the valley of despair just as much as when you're on the mountaintop of blessing. Peter says the Lord cares for you. Don't believe the lie of the devil when he says, when he comes to you in your despair, the Lord's not interested in you anymore. How do I know the Lord cares for me? This is where I want to really focus on. How do I know? It's easy to say the Lord cares for you, but how do I know it? Come with me to verse number 1 of 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom I'm also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. A witness to the sufferings of Christ. Where is Peter taking us there to? He's taking us to Calvary. He's taking us there to the cross. How do I know the Lord cares for me? How do I know that in the midst of my trouble and trial, in the midst of heartache and sorrow, how do I know the Lord cares for me? You look to Calvary. You look to the cross. He cared for you, that He gave Himself for you. That's how much He cares for you. Isaac Watts, that great hymn writer, said, see, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet? Or thorns compose so rich a crown? Dear believer, get yourself to the cross. Get yourself to Calvary. Sit under the shadow of the sufferings of Christ there and realize it was for me, yes, all for me. How do I know the Lord loves me? Because on the cross He died for me. Christ was successful in bearing your burden of sin. And I'll tell you, He'll also be successful in bearing your burden of suffering and sorrow. You might today feel all alone in this world. You might today think that no one cares, no one knows, but He cares. He knows. There is a verse in the Psalms that is very, very closely aligned to the words of verse 7. Psalm 55 and verse 22. David said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. David knew what it was to have many cares. And in that verse, David actually, he wanted to take wings like the dove and fly away. But then he realized the best thing to do was to cast them upon the Lord, because He cared. Too often the cares of life can cause us to fall and to trip. And too often they can weigh us down. We're to cast those cares upon the Lord because He cares for you.
Maybe as you start out in 2021, you don't have the optimism that is often associated with the start of a year. There are cares, there are worries, there are anxieties. And you're wondering, how am I going to get through this? There are big matters that need to be dealt with. Let this text be the motto text of your life every day of this year. Casting all your care upon Him. Why? Because He careth for you. Oh, that you might realize that the Lord does not want you to bear those burdens alone. He wants to bear them for you. Realize today that He knows what you're going through. Realize that as our great High Priest, He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Realize that there's not a pang that rends the heart, but the Man of Sorrows has a part. He shares in your pain. He will bear that pain for you. Just trust Him. We all trust and pray that 2021 will be brighter and better for us all, but as I said at the start, I know it's not going to be without its trouble. It's not going to be without its days of cloud and darkness. But what better instruction could we take into every day of this year than the words of this motto text, cast your care upon Him, for He careth for you. As we start out in 2021, remember that there will be sore realities, pains, cares, anxieties. But remember the scriptural remedy. Give them to the Lord. Cast them upon Him. Remember there's a sympathizing Redeemer, because He cares for you. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. May the Lord burn those words into all of our hearts in this year that lies ahead.